Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week, we share a conversation with Duluth artist and performer Tim Kaiser in advance of his performance at the Body and Machine 2016 Kinetic and Interactive Art Exhibit. Kaiser has two works in the show, and he will be performing along with Troy Rogers, also known as Robot Rickshaw, this weekend, April 16th, from 6 to 10 p.m. on the third floor gallery of the Northrop King Building in Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah, I'm Tim Kaiser, and I'm a multimedia artist. I'm a music performer and composer, but I'm probably best known for building all of my own instruments and equipment that I play the music on.
Well, how fun is it to be part of this new exhibit with such a wide variety of interactive and kinetic sculptors and artists?
Well, I think anytime you get kind of a group of like-minded creative people together, you kind of feed off of each other. Some of the work that's in the show, I know the artists or I've seen their work before, but the bulk of them I haven't. So it's going to be a new and exciting thing for me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Under the umbrella of kinetic sculpture, I think a lot of people think, a mobile.
Yeah. Calder's probably the best, most widely known example of that. And a few of his pieces actually are meant to make sound. But the cool thing about this exhibit is that some of the stuff is purely visual. Some of it's just projected, but it's interactive. So as you walk through the space, the visual changes because of your presence. People appreciate a playful sense of things in the art world. I think any artist, and particularly the kind of the stranger or less commercial you are, is a fair amount of your work is proselytizing. I make recordings of the strange music I make, and it's a lot easier to sell strange music if I can inspire somebody else to say, hey, I'm going to go home and try to build some weird thing with strings on it or whatever, and because I like what that guy is doing, and I want to do it too. He's way more likely to buy my record.
Talk about creating the instruments that you build.
You know, technology has advanced and made a lot of refuse, a lot of leftovers. And being green is a big thing for me. One of my favorite enclosures or boxes to put stuff in are old volt ohm meters. And, there's a lot of air inside there, too. But I do electric thumb pianos I'm fairly well known for. It's a kalimba. Most people think it's of African origin, but it's in Caribbean culture. It's in Indonesian culture, but it's either a box or a board with usually some kind of metal key or tine. It's very ancient. It's a very old instrument, and mine's just a slightly more modern take on it. And they're electrified. I put pickups in mine so they can be amplified. And the wood that the sound box is made out of is a sustainable wood.
Tell us about the pieces that you have in the show.
I have two different pieces in the show. One is called the Geigerphone Theremin, and it is a theremin, which is an instrument that has usually, in my version, it has two oscillators that just produce tone, and so you don't actually physically touch it. It was invented by a Russian inventor back in the 19-teens named Theremin. So mine is called the Geigerphone Theremin because the case that the theremin is built into is an old rotary telephone, and the antenna is the wand from a Cold War era Geiger counter. And then I have another piece in there called the Wholly Unprepared Piano Zither, which is it's an old zither that I removed the soundboard from and replaced with diamond plate metal. And then I added a keyboard, and the keyboard is it's a very simple mechanism where when you push a key, a little piece of spring steel just kind of bounces off the strings. And so both of these items will be in the gallery, and the people that come to see the show can actually go play them. This is an interactive show, and it's not the Science Museum, so you can't, just break the knobs off stuff. But instead of kids don't try this at home, I think kids should try this at home.
The work of Duluth artist and performer Tim Kaiser is in the show Body and Machine 2016, Kinetic and Interactive Art, with a performance by Tim Kaiser and Robot Rickshaw happening April 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Northrop King Building Third Floor Gallery. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Ian Ducharme. Music by Willie Murphy. Listen again at KUMD.org under programs. Have an idea for a guest? Drop me a note at jensen@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.